Toide to Remanjta Chaf Beis Teves Tovshin Pei Rebbe Falkup.
Shos Aymeri Shlita Chashvetzebo. The Shulchan Aruch in Yodea Simon Reish Pei Beis is talking about being Mechabed the Sefer Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sefer Beis, Haroya Sefer Torah Kishum Halech. Chayev Lamed Lefanov. So we'll stop there, Eddie. You see a Sefer Torah when it's going, Chayev Lamed Lefanov. You have to stand up for it. So where do we tackle that from? So then it says, the Kasa Mishnah says that it's a Mefurash Gemara in Kedushin Leflam Gimel. The Makoy that you have to stand up for Sefer Torah is because the Gemara declares, Iboy Luhumau Lamed Mnei Sefer Torah. Reb Chilke, Reb Simon, Reb Loza, Omri, Kal V'Choyme. Reb Neilem De Oimdim. We know that people learn for Tamid Chachamim Mechoyev to stand up. So therefore, Miponeh Le Kol Shekein. So people are learning to stand up for, so for sure, the Torah itself, a value should stand up for. So that's the first din that you have to stand up for it. Now the question is, how far do you have to stand up? Till when do you have to stand up? Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yiyu ha'koil oimdin, ad she'yamoid ze shemelichoi, v'yigenu lemkoimoi. And everyone should stay standing, remain standing, until the person who's carrying the Sefer Torah has reached his destination, or the Sefer Torah's destination. Shulchan Aruch Kaizan says another thing, oi ad she'yiskasemeinem, or until it's no longer in sight. So these two dinim also have a separate makor. The two different dinim. We learn one from a nasi and one from rabbi. The Gemara, there in Kedushin, the Gemara goes on and says, "Libitu achve Moshe ad ba'ela." They looked after Moshe. They were looking at Moshe until he went into his tent. So the Gemara learns there. Chacham oive oimid lefanov. Says the Gemara, nasi oive. If a nasi is going past, oimid lefanov meloy einov. You have to stand up in front of him, below Einov, cause man you can see him, v'eina yeshiv ad sheyeshiv b'mekoymoi, and you can't sit down until he's sitting in his place. So we see over there, the Gemara over there, that one has to stand up until the Nosti has reached his place. So Meila by Sefer Torah as well, says the Shulchan Aruch, until he reaches its place. The Gemara about Miskasim Enem, that's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma and Gimel says, brings a braisa, Tamid infinite rabbi, Yelech, Zipon of Yelech, Alamit Sad, Zipon of Vahilech, Kihodra Veloza, Kadav Mifta, Minage of Yochanan, Kadav Yochan Leskoye, have a Gochin Kore Veloza, Duchte, Ad, have a Mixer of Yochanan Mine, basically, Veloza was a Tamid of Yochanan. And Rabbi Elazar was stood up for him until he could not see him any longer. So from there we see that's Taka talking about Rabbi. We're learning both from Rabbi and Anossi that one's Mechoyev to stand up for Sefer Torah either until it's reached its destination or until you can no longer see it. Now, Lechoyev, according to that, L'chaira, it's... Well, let's ask that's the following question. First of all, what would be in a case if... Is it every case a person sitting down, stand? For sure you have to stand up for it. What about if a person's learning? If a person's learning, I'm going to stand up for Sefer Torah. So here already, the Pesachei Tshuva brings like this, even if you're Oisik in Torah, you have to stand up for Sefer Torah. As we just said, the Ikka din we learn from a Kal V'Choymer. We know you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham, even when you're learning. Im Kain says the Pesach Shuvah, Sefer Torah, Odif. Sefer Torah is more choshev. Pshita d'yeshdai m'pnei afilu b'shas limud. It's possible one has to stand up even when one's learning. According to this, l'chaira, let's take the din of until it's reached its destination. According to this, we can well understand the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. It says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Vav Sif Dalet. You're not mechoyev to stand when the chazan is leaning. The reason would be, according to this, it's very understood because it's reached its destination. So once it's there, even though you're reading from the Sefer Torah, but you can sit down. Is there chumah to stand up because of Kriyas HaTorah? That's a different inyan. But it's sad. Covered Sefer Torah, it's sad standing up for Sefer Torah. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to stand up. And the reason is because it's reached its destination. The and the Mishnah Berurah on the spot says, brings over here, V'afilu ha'imdim ala bima, de'ein tzarech lam nei Sefer Torah k'shadam noisa. Because even the people who are standing by the bima don't need to stand up for the Sefer Torah, only k'shadam noisa when a person is carrying it. Alo k'shu menachas bim koima, when it's put in its place, ein tzarech, one doesn't need to stand up for the Sefer Torah. He does bring Ago. He says that the koira va'ila l'teira tzurichin lamay, they need to stand up as kovad l'teira. But mitzad people standing around l'cheira, once it's reached its destination, one doesn't have to stand up for it. What is considered the sefer teira's mahaleches? What happens if, let's say, the chazan or whoever is walking with the sefer teira, and at some point he stops for five people to kiss the sefer teira? He stops, or stops to rest, it's too heavy for him, whatever, he's just stopping there. So, there already you have a shach over here that says, the shach on the spot says, V'im oimed lofush dinoi kemahaloch me'acha she'eino oimed derech keva. If you're just standing just for a break, dinoi kemahaloch, it's as if you're walking still, me'acha she'eino oimed derech, because you're not stopping derech keva. It's not somewhere it's kavua. It's as if you're still on the way. So therefore, you would still have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. Oh, jumping the gun. So the Shai is like this. It says the Igros Moshe, Lefi this, when you have, let's say, typical day, you have to take out two Sefer Torah. So we take out two Sefer Torah. So one of the Sefer Torah goes on the bima. But then, what about the other Sefer Torah? The other Sefer Torah, whoever's carrying it, sits down. But Kolzman, he hasn't sat down. Are you allowed to? Is he standing still by his place? Are you allowed to sit down? Says Rav Moshe, no, you're not allowed to. Why not? Because that's not called reaching his destination. Reaching his destination is when he sits down. But Kolzman, he's standing up. That's not called reaching his destination. And for that matter, Moshe actually wants to say that the reason why we're makpid, I think we always do, but we're makpid to sit down with the Sefer Torah, even though it might be much a minute later, you're taking the other Sefer Torah. He says, for that reason, because, he says, in other words, if a person is planning to stand there, he wants to stand there, he's not planning to sit down. So the Chanami, when Moshe would be masking, that you wouldn't have to stand up for it, because that's called reach destination. Because Moshe, the reason why a makpid to sit down is because you might move a bit. And once you move a bit, people aren't going to realize, and they're going to have to stand up to Sefer Torah. May not. Says Rav Moshe, better just to sit down, and then you won't have a problem of standing up. Lefidis also, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, that a person who, when the chazan or whatever, let's say, gets to the Aron HaKodesh, and they're standing there for a reason, they're waiting for the person to open the Aron HaKodesh to put the Sefer Torah back, it'll be the same din. Because it hasn't reached its destination yet, until it's not in the Aron HaKodesh, maybe you're mechoyev to stand up until you've actually closed the Aron HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah carries on and says, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings this din about sitting down. When a person's holding it, since it's in its place, you don't have to stand up for it. Even if you're within the Daladamas. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this halacha that you're allowed to sit down as long as the person holding the Sefer Torah is sitting down. Agav, there is a din here which is worth quoting, that even though when you do sit down, there's a bit of a different problem of Kavod Sefer Torah, and that is that when the person holding the Sefer Torah is sitting down, there's an issa of having your back to the Sefer Torah, which the Shulchan Aruch brings little the sif before. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Leitz chayv adam linog kavod gadol b'sefer Torah." And he goes on a few different tanoim, and he says, you're not allowed to put your back to the Sefer Torah. Accordingly, the person who's holding the second Sefer Torah, for that matter, whether it's before Kriyas Torah or after he's done Hagba and you're taking the second Sefer Torah, when you sit there, let's say right behind the Balkoyah, he's got his back to it. The Balkoyah, whoever's getting Aliyah, has got his back to the Sefer Torah. One should be Makpid, but Dafka, to sit sideways. That's why some shuls, I think over here, they have the bench at the side there. So l'choy, no one's sitting connected to the Sefer Torah. But l'chanami, if you're sitting connected to the Sefer Torah, l'choy, it's a bit of a problem because you've got your back to it. That is one of the reasons why when we lay in Haftorah, that because then there's no one standing, they stand at the side of the Sefer, at the side of the Bima, in order you should have your back to the Sefer Torah. Now, the other question is what exactly does it mean when you're standing? You have to stand for the Sefer Torah. Does standing for the Sefer Torah mean literally standing? Can you be leaning? What would be the din? So the same Mishnah Berurah carries on and says, Va'afilu smicha al iza dava asa to smicha ki yeshiva. That's it. Afilu smicha iza dava asa to smicha ki yeshiva. Smicha is like yeshiva. Now, there are two dinim by smicha ki yeshiva. There's two different dinim we find. What is called leaning? Now everyone knows the famous din about not leaning, that you mustn't lean as long as if you take away the thing you're leaning on, you wouldn't fall. And that din is not so partial at all, because there's two dinim in when you're not allowed to lean. That din is taken from Hilchos Yom Kippur, that when you're doing vidoy, you're not allowed to lean. And that because smicha ki yeshiva, therefore, you've got to make sure you're not sitting down. So, therefore, you have to make sure you're not leaning on something. If you take it away, you'll fall. However, it's brought down. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch brings down earlier, someone standing by the Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah brings. The Shulchan Aruch says there, Tzorech likois mu'umad, the chazan, the balkoyah has to stand up mu'umad, v'afilu lismoich atzmei likoisul eila amud asa, even to be saving himself on a wall, or on an amud, or on a pillar, it's asa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu lismoich atzmei, hainu afilu smiche ketzas, even smiche ketzas, shim yinot leisadova, even a bit of a smicha, a slight leaning, even a bit of a smicha, meaning that even if you would take it away, you would fall, even that's asa. Because a person has to stand be'ema. So it's a big chiddush, it's saying not only it's after you take away even a little bit of leaning, even that you're not allowed to do. He brings that the Gabi the Din of the Balkoa. Now that, a lot of people don't know, that this halacha is actually brought also, mentioned in Hilchos Shemin Esra. As we know, Shemin Esra, a person has to stand up. And about you're not allowed to sit down. And that about you're not allowed to do. The question is, what about leaning during Shemin Esra? So, once again, so it's ongenommen that as long as you don't lean on something, that if you take it away, then it's okay. However, if you have a look in the Mishnah Berurah, and someone Sadi Dada thinks you've got a cough base, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's got two days. He says, it depends what the reason is. You're not allowed to sit down during Shemin Esra. You're not allowed to lean during Shemin Esra. If you hold it because smicha ki yeshiva, you're not allowed to be as if you're sitting down. Therefore, okay, that will be fine. Just to stand and hold on to something as long as if you take it away, you wouldn't fall. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings, says, and one should be machmir, is it possible? And that says, the other reason is because of eima, because of fear. Eimah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, if it's because of Eimah, therefore even Smicha Katzas you're not even allowed to do. Even just leaning slightly, that you're not allowed to do that. So, back to the din over here, L'chay one could clear what would be over here, whether he taka means the din of Eimah, and therefore you're not allowed to, Imamish, not allowed to come out, not allowed to lean on anything, or does he mean just the din of, does he mean the din of Kovet, and therefore it's good enough, just it's not smich kishiv, it's not if he's sitting down.
Put your hands on the table, that's alright.
Yeah, just put your hands on the table, okay, yeah. He's saying it's like an in-between thing, putting your hands on the table, but not leaning too much, that less of a dagger than if it would fall if you would take it away. You would fall if you take it away. What about a Sefer Torah that's possible? Is it the same din applied to Sefer Torah that's possible? Is one mechayev to stand up? This is the Gois HaMachlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan says a person does not have to stand in front of a possible Sefer Torah. However, the Nedim Yehuda says the Kedusha of a possible Sefer Torah is the same Kedusha as a Kasha Sefer Torah, and therefore one won't have to stand up. Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman both quote that the minig is to stand up even for a possible Sefer Torah. Now, based on this din, the bottom line we're saying over here is that the whole din of standing is called Zaman, it's not reached its destination. The question is, what's called reaching its destination? So we said, we already mentioned before reaching its destination, you put it down in the bima. What about an example, a very typical example, is after Musaf, let's say on Shabbos, before Musaf, after Kriyas HaTorah, the Chazan says Maskin Neshamas. So he stands up with the Sefer Torah and holds the Sefer Torah and says, Kimon HaRechemin. Is the Tzivah Mokhoev to stand then? So if I'm not mistaken, I think the Minig is the Olam stand up. But the question is, if you're Mokhoev to do that? Because the Chayra, what are you going to say? You say it's standing up. Cover the Torah. Well, how does cover the Torah as well to stand up when you're leaning? I'm saying it's a... So here it's also on its place. The place is that when you're saying Kemarachem, you stand up with holding the Sefer Torah. It's on its place. And as I state in the Prima Garden Taka says, brought down in the Shad Tzion, Prima Garden Kasa, Da filuhu oimed ima, kegoyim beish tamaz kechaz and neshamas, gam kein eine mechoyev, oz lochem pna, you're not mechoyev to stand up for it, kemen shechazan oimed because the chazan is standing there in one place, therefore you would not be mechayev to stand up for it. So that's the chayev prima gadim. Avada, if one wants to stand, you're not, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing avada for kavod sefer Torah, you're allowed to, but you're not mechayev to as a shtem prima gadim because that's called reaching its place. So according to this, let's go on to the next shlav. The big question, which Yossi just mentioned before, and that is, what about Simchas Torah? We know the famous Simchas Torah. Amar Samcho Eilam, what's everyone saying on that they sit down during their kafas? Or maybe not everyone sits down during their kafas, but is there a mockum to sit down? L'chari, the Sefer Torah, you're not only one, you've got all the Sefer Torah all out, right, out and about. L'chari, one's mechayev to stand up. That's the din of Roy Sefer Torah K'shum Ha'alech. So what would be the heter to sit up? So this shayla, actually, I had this shayla about 25 years ago, and I remember asking Rabbi Moshe Ellenson, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I asked him what's the heter to sit down, and the answer was the din we've just said, because on Simchas Torah it is Munachas B'Mkoymi. This is its place. Its place is to be out of the Sefer Torah, going round and round during that kafas. That is its place. Mele, there's a heter to sit down. Since then, I found, so says the Betzei Lechochma, Shlomo Zalman also says that the heter is als Mkoyim Menachas. However, he does want to add on, Shlomo Zalman, that at least for each hakafa, you should stand up for one round. You should stand up for one round. Because that's the Ikka hakafa, so maybe you should stand up as cover for it, you should stand up. However, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this very much. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Avada, it's not correct, this minog. And he says, Avada, when you're going around the Akafas, Avada wants Mechoyev to stand up. Sefer Torah is out of the Aron HaKodesh, Avada, you Mechoyev to stand up. So, what is he matter? He says that, if you want, what could be matter is, he says, during the Akafas, between each hakafa, when everyone's standing still with the Sefer Torah, then you can say one's allowed to sit down. But while the Sefer Torahs are going round, the Sefer Torah going round, Avad one has to stand up. Baruch Shulchan won't get away with it. The Maisa saw brought down as well that Ramosha as well as Mahmed, that during hakafas you also have to stand up. What? No, no, because even our Shulchan's maskim, that when you're standing still, that's still called Mekoymoy. When you're standing still, it's when you're going round, then eventually it's Toileches. It's in Toileches. Now, the Chuvas van Hagas from Moshe Steinbuch, Shlita, he argues not our Shulchan. He says, Milani didn't do. Where does he know this from? About if you're going round, you're not quite stand up. He says, L'chayra, so he's got a bit of a different look at it. He says, the whole din of standing up for Sefer Torah is, when you're going from A to B, it's got a destination then. Anywhere where it's going, on the way, you're going to have to stand up for it. But he says, over here, all that's happening is just going round and round. There's no particular place where it's going to. That is going round and round. So he says, Mamela, for that, it's not muchach that once you've stood up for it, so maybe you've stood up, that's it. You've done your conversation, you're standing up, and that's it. So that's what we want to suggest, that the Chayra, it's not Pasha at all. There's definitely what to be said, Bechon. Interestingly enough, there is, in the Shmuel Shabbos Kolchose, Reb Neuwirth wants to say there, a completely different Chiddush. He wants to say that the Heter would be because the people dancing around, they make a mechitza for the Sefer Torah. They make a mechitza. The fact that they're going around, as long as there's not more than three tefachim between each person, he says, Mela, all the people around, he says, they'll make a mechitza. Mela, that's why not mechoyev to stand up. It could be lechoyra, one could argue and say, how practical it is, you know, people start going in, out, and then suddenly there's a big hole there, a big gap. Mela, but I'm saying the Maisi's definitely got you saying, what to be saying, Mechon, that there's a mechitza. Now, the Chaznish, apparently, he was also very makpid not to sit down during the hakafas. What he did was, he took another Sefer Torah. He took another Sefer Torah in order to sit down. Because, there's a shayla, are you mechoyev to stand up when there's another Sefer Torah? Maybe we'll get to that later on, but I'll call upon him, if you're holding another Sefer Torah, then you're not mechoyev to stand up for the other Sefer Torah. One anecdote I remember, going back about 20 years, I remember I was in a Beis Medrash on Erev Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael in Rumema, and it was a little koil there, and I was sitting there and I saw the Gabba coming in and I couldn't understand what he was doing. He was literally taking cardboard boxes, folded up cardboard boxes, squashed together, and in the corner of the Beis Medrash he was like building, like making a sort of a wall there in the thing. I asked him, what on earth are you doing? He says to me, I'm making a mechitza here for the people who want to sit down during hakafas. I'm making a mechitza. It's a separate rishus. That's what he did. Yeah. Anyways. According to this din, according to what I've quoted, l'chayra, it should come out. And as we quoted before, it's pasha that b'shas, the Sefer Torah is on the bima, one doesn't have to stand up because it's Mekayim Menachas, it's on its place. L'chay, you shouldn't have to go further than that. Yeah, L'chay, it's before it's in. Here we see it in that stuff when it's Mahalach, when it's on the bima and it's on its place, it's already Mekayim Menachas. Therefore, you should be allowed to sit down. The interesting thing is that there's a remark by Hilchos Kavod Rabbi. And the Ramah has done a very interesting thing. Says the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Men Beis Yifut Ches, Im Kari the Rabbi Likwes Batoira. They call Rabbi to Likwes Batoira, but Tzibur, Ein Yitzarech Lam, calls the man Shabbi Eimed, calls the man that the Rav is standing still, you're not Mechoyev to stand up. Hagar, says the Ramah, V'chein Kasharav, Oimed Lema'a Lebabais, V'atalmid Ala Karaka, Ein Yitzarech Lam, Lefonav. The Rav is standing on a higher level, and the Talmud is standing in Karaka, Ein Tzarech Lamid Lefonav, one doesn't have to stand up when the Rebbe's standing up, or his Rav standing up, or walking past. And he adds on a very interesting thing. Afilu k'sha sefer Torah al habima, Ein Sibbe shem beis gnas as shrichem lamoid za sefe bushus acheres. Even if the sefe Torah is on the bima, then Sibbe do have to stand up. Da sefe bushus acheres, because the sefe is in a different bushus. So what's the obvious kash here? Like, what's he telling us? The reason why I said because the sefer bushus, the reason why he doesn't stand up is because it's in its right place. What is remanding over here? So this kasha is actually a kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks this kasha, and the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem here in Eruv Chaim says the Magen Avraham, "V'had hutzuch leima lefish hasetei sefer Torah b'shus acheres." This is what he needs to say, that the sefer Torah is b'shus acheres. Meaning, why is he coming to Shus Acheres? Tape a clay because it's reached its destination. Mashma da indiman abimah tzrichim namoit. Those who are standing by the bimah need to stand up. Hainu b'shar shemagbin oisa. Very interesting. So the Magen Avraham, the Chayyah, this is my understanding of it, is learning that we're not talking about stam, it's on the bimah. He's talking about by the bimah. What does he mean? What is the bima? I mean, the translation of bima, literal translation, comes from bama, is a podium or a platform. Platform, yeah? A platform. So Lechoi is talking about that. What he's saying is, he's saying like this, the Magen Avraham's learning, we're talking about you're doing hagba. Does one have to stand up for hagba? So you're going to say, posh, hagba, what do you have to stand up for? What's the question? So let's make the cheshbon. If you're going to say, Als mekayim manachas, it's not mekayim manachas. What do you mean? You've got it up in there. It's not in its place. So the Magen Avraham is telling us the following chiddush. He's saying, about we're talking about where you've got a platform. It's a separate rishus. How do you have a platform with a separate rishus? Either the thing is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4. That's called a separate rishus. Or you've got walls around it. Let's say over here, like the Beis Medrash, you've got walls around it. So even if it's not 10 tefachim high, you've got walls around it. It's a completely separate rishus. Says the Magen Avraham, the following chiddush. He's saying, the Ramah is telling us the following din, that when you're doing Hagbah, the Tzibah are not mokhev to stand up. Why? You're right, it's not mokhev or menachas. But it's the Rishos Acheres, it's a different Rishos. It's a different Rishos. You're not mokhev to stand up. But you know what? But the people around the Bima, they're on the same level as it. They have to stand up for it. That's what the Magen Avraham is telling us. That's what the Magen Avraham is learning in the Ramah. So you can ask, if so, according to that, so why do we stand up, Dagger? What's the reason we stand up? So the answer to that is the Sharet Zion says the following. V'ayin b'eli rabba shedaitoid v'eis hagbar m'chuyovin hakoy lamoid. You m'chuyov to stand up. Af shi'i b'rishus acharis, even though it's in a separate rishus. V'taymoid d'harihu magbia l'haroiso l'am u'm'chuyovin habda. The reason why lifting it up is to show it to the am. So therefore, mechuyavin lechavdei mechuyev to mechabit, and that's why you have to stand up. That's the main what Shai said. That's why everyone stands up for Hagba. The truth is, the Ramosha brings also this kasha of the Machzor Shekel, and interestingly enough, I don't know why he does not. He's not mischeches at all to the Magen Avraham. He asks as if it's his own kasha. That why does the Ramah have to bring a din of Rishus Acheres? Typically, because it's mokayim manachas. Ramosha has a slightly different shot. Ramosha says, which the Chobi, the Pashto understanding, would be, we're talking about, and not we're talking about, you're standing by the Bima, on the Bima. But we're talking about standing on the Bima. In other words, the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah from Aron HaKodesh and he goes to the Bima. As soon as he's gone up the stairs into the new Rishus, everyone can sit down. But the people are standing around the Bima, they have to stand up, because now the Sefer Torah is not Mokeim Menachas. But according to the other people, the Chayyah can sit down because it's already in different rishus, right? Even though it's not Mekayim Menachas, but it's in different rishus. So that's what Meish wants to suggest in the Pshat and the Ramah. So let's just move on to the next thing. The next thing is, which is a very popular thing, and that is, everyone knows that, according to this, everyone knows that when the Aron HaKodesh is open for anything, whatever it can be, whether it's Avinu Malkeinu, whether it's B'Shas Psich, whether it's for Ne'ila, right? Everyone stands up. Some people sit down. According to what we're saying, I've got two Eterim. Very passionate. One heter is Mekayim Manach, that's for sure it's in its correct place. And the second thing is, it's in a different Rishus. Why on earth would you have to stand up for it? So this is actually a Taz. The Taz, over here, back to Zimrish Pei Beis, the Taz is the following din. Says the Taz here by this in the Rishus Acheres. Firstly, he says Nira Dehu Adin Nami Ala Shulchan Shu Gavoyim Yud Tefachim Roichav Abash Shagam Rishus Bifnei Atzmei Shein Shuichin Namit. He says according to this din that Rishus Acheres, therefore even if it would be is on the table, it'd be the same din. It's called a different Rishus as long as it's 10 Tefachim high and 4x4. Adds the Taz V'gam Bezman Shaseif Zorim Nachas Ba'Armin Hakodesh. Afal pishu pasuach, the same thing is not a kodesh, even though it's open, you would not have to stand up because so he's coming besides so Rishus Acheres. So why do we take a stand up? Elashaolam oisin kein derech kovoid lamoid kol shoran a kodesh pasuach ve'ein chiyuv patova. The oilam do it derech kovoid lamoid kol shoran a kodesh pasuach kol zman aron a kodesh pasuach ve'ein chiyuv patova. There's no chiyuv patova. That is what the Taz brings the heta. So according to that, what do we see? The Taz is telling us there's no chiv. There is actually a chasm sofer and a polymeus both want to say when the Aron HaKodesh is open, it's also to sit down. The chasm sofer is in Iran, place. The chasm sofer is in Chosh Mishpah. He's talking about making a shavua. Mamash Patech Tzvarov, he says, and it's also to sit down when the Aron HaKodesh is open. Polymeus also says it's also. But Lemaisa, there's those who want to be miyash of them. They don't mamash mean that. Akoponim, there is a Reb Moshe, a very interesting Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe wants to say, what exactly is this? Is the gedda of this ein chiyuv bedava? What does he mean ein chiyuv bedava? So easy. We stand up for the Kodesh because it's a minhag to stand up for it. Well, what is this minhag to stand up? So Reb Moshe wants to elaborate on this a bit, and he wants to suggest that. There's two different types of minhagim. There's generally a minhag that one takes on that's generally accepted in its sabah that this is the minhag, and it's not chiv mitzad dina, it's a chiv mitzad the minhag. That's what he wants to suggest. But he says after the pshat in the Taz here is he wants to say even that it's not a chiv bechlal. He says mitzad minhag. He says it's mamash covered ba'alma. He says it's a mitzvah ba'alma to stand up. He wants a mechicha because one of the reasons is because he says why does the Taz need to come on to this about derech covered? Why does he come? The Taz need to come on to that when it's an Aron HaKodesh ein chiyuv bedavar to stand up because Rishus Acheres typically because it's open. Al kaponim, Moshe wants to say it's only mitzvah ba'alma, and the tshuva that was actually written to Moshe was b'negeah. Someone, a yeshiva that they I think they sat down in this yeshiva for even Rabbanim sat down for when Aron HaKodesh was open. So Moshe wants to suggest, wants to say, Lemaisa, it's only a minhag ba'alma, but even though it's a minhag ba'alma, because places do it, because the minhag is that one stands up in most shuls, so maybe there shouldn't be a toss, and rather one should stand up. And Moshe wants to suggest, he says, in a case where Yitaka want to sit down, so he says, the eitz would be, he says, maybe open the Aron HaKodesh less than three tefachim. Why? In order that it won't be considered open, like I've been standing up for it, but it's that open for Vina Markin, whatever it is supposed to say, that's already considered open, it's open a bit. That's what Moshe wants to suggest. Mark upon him, the meaning of standing up for Vina Markin, Avada, if someone's weak or it's difficult to stand up, Avada always says, it says, Ein Chiyuv Bedava, it's a minhag, and I'll cover it safe for Torah, but Avada, you're not Mokhev to do this.